And now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and hi-ho, everybody. We hope you had a very pleasant weekend, and will join us over the course of the next hour for our show, which is called Minds Over Matter, and it is claimed to be the Bay Area's favorite quiz program, so help us live up to that that legendary title by giving us a call at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Our email address, in case you'd like to use that. We don't read them during the show, but over the course of the week, it's always great to hear from our listeners. If you have an idea for a question or a comment on the show, that's Minds Over Matter. That's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Feel free to do that anytime. And again, you can listen to us online at kalw.org, anywhere in the world at kalw.org. And you can get a podcast of the show because the marvelous Debbie is there. And that will be available almost immediately after the show at kalw.org. Of course, as Debbie said, and I will remind you again, we are doing our silent pledging. It's not completely silent because we remind you of it a few times, but we don't take up a lot of time with it. It's 1-800-525-9917. Obviously, we're encouraging everybody who listens to the show who is not a member of KALW to please call in and pledge, become a member, and you can donate whatever you like. Somebody did call in the week before and donate $5,000. I don't think it was during this show, but... but if you'd like to donate $5,000, Sue, okay, would you like to do that, Sue? Get your checkbook. And so we're welcoming all donations. Of course, the larger the better, but we'll take anything. We're not proud about that sort of thing. So it's 1-800-525-9917. So if you support any of the shows like this one that are on KALW, and it's a great station in every way, please... call 1-800-525-9917 or go to kalw.org. See, I do the heavy lifting and you just push me along. Is that the idea? Okay, fine. We're talking to the cranky man. And, okay, we're going to start with a round of introductions. Not you. We're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman has exclusive topless photos of himself available for framing.
Wow.
Have you had much demand for that?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit. Really. Well, okay. I expect now, especially. In solidarity with the good teachers in Chicago and Queensboro Community College, Lori Fisher is going to be extra kind to all of his students who are listening to Minds Over Matter tonight. And if they mention it in class tomorrow, both Dana and Jerry, me, will receive extra credit.
You will. And thanks to a super-powered car, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, just drove across a bridge from Oakland to Alaska.
All right. So that is us. And, of course, since Lori's students are listening, I know they're all fabulously wealthy, so they can call up and become members of KALW.
Yes, keep those tuition prices down, and they'll contribute more money.
All right. Well, Jerry, let's start with you.
Okay. Where did these clothing fabrics originate? Seersucker? In other words, what countries? Calico, denim, and gingham. I guess you should get, three for a bell, something like that.
Way too many.
Seersucker, calico, denim, and gingham.
Denim's from India, I think.
No.
I know that it's from a place called Denim. Maybe it's France. Is it France?
France.
Okay.
The city of Nîmes.
Nîmes, that's it. Right, Nîmes.
For denim. Wow.
Very good. Okay, that's
what were they? Read the list once more.
Seersucker, calico, and denim. And gingham. We got denim. Seersucker, calico, and gingham.
Seersucker come from one of the Caribbean islands?
Wait a minute. No.
Okay.
Of course not.
Did you know a gal in calico, Jerry?
Song by Tex Beneke.
Yeah,
another song.
That's
right. I can hear him now.
Okay. And all right. So the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We have some lines open right now. It's a great time to get in. Lori, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. Well, like it or not, Google and YouTube are in the news quite a bit this week. But this is a question not about what they publish, but part of the reason they said they couldn't check every piece of video was how much video is uploaded. So I'd like an approximation using our 10% rule of every 10 minutes, how much video is uploaded to YouTube.
I don't know, 6 gazillion videos. I don't know.
How many, so this is in an amount of time. So every 10 minutes, how much?
How many videos?
Read that one.
Yeah, so,
once more.
So in every 10 minutes, day and night, how much video is uploaded to YouTube by the public?
I'll say 10 million.
10 million. No, well, how much in time?
Oh, time.
Yeah, because some are in 1 minute, some are an hour, that kind of thing. Yeah.
I don't know from...
this is not a computer question. This is a time question.
I am an aficionado of YouTube,
where
I watch clips from 1932 films that have been illegally downloaded.
And then uploaded.
Yeah. And then uploaded,
so
yes.
How much is uploaded every 10
minutes? I download them. I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
Okay.
All right.
I'll leave it out there.
Our more tech-savvy listeners will be able to say something. Okay. I'll just go ahead and do my questions, and we'll start to take calls. Okay. What is the only U.S. state capital not to have a Walmart?
A Walmart?
Yeah. What is the only state capital that does not have a Walmart?
Will this make any kind of sense to us?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It's not in Arkansas, I can tell you that.
state capital.
Yeah.
No hints, huh?
No, not yet.
Juneau, Alaska.
No. Mm-mm. What is the only U.S. state capital not to have a Walmart?
Annapolis.
No, that came up on the show last week, but no, not Annapolis. No.
I remember it last
night. Bangor, Maine. Bangor, Maine.
I don't think that's the capital.
Not Bangor, Maine.
That's not the capital, is it?
No.
Yeah.
All right. Second question. What is the largest city in the U.S. with a French name? What is the largest city in the United States that has a French name?
How large is it?
Bigger than a bread box. Mm-hmm. It's...
bigger than Baton Rouge, huh?
Several hundred thousand people.
That's a good name.
That'd Baton be
Rouge.
The first one.
Yeah, it's not Baton Rouge.
But bigger than Baton Rouge.
It's bigger than Baton Rouge. Ah. Red Stick.
Des Moines.
No, it's a good guess.
That's a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
Bigger than Des Moines.
Yeah, bigger than Des Moines. What is the largest U.S. city to have a French name?
Montpelier.
Oh, no, that's definitely not the largest U.S. city.
Is it smaller than Des Moines? It might be.
Oh, it's much smaller than Des Moines. I think there are less than 10,000 people in Montpelier.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Let's think here for one minute.
So once more, what is the only U.S. state capital not to have a Walmart? And what is the largest city in the United States with a French name? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Mind Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Ellen in San Francisco.
Hi, Ellen.
Calico comes from Calcutta, India.
That's right.
Good.
Very good.
I did some research a number of years ago, and I got conflicting stories about denim. Everybody now says denim.
Right.
But there's also, Genoa also claims it. I don't know why.
Who also claims it?
Genoa also claims it.
So I don't know anything about that. That's
okay.
Just a conflict in my...
How about seersucker and gingham?
Oh, I don't know. I wish I did.
Okay. We got one.
Well, thank you very much, Ellen.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Weldy in San Francisco.
Hi.
Hi. Is the capital of the U.S. city with no Walmart, Boise, Idaho?
It is not Boise, Idaho.
Okay. And then I had a question to put out.
Mm-hmm.
In 1972, the U.S. Supreme Court in Wisconsin versus Yoder permitted this American people to end formal schooling at 14 years of age. Which American people are they?
Is this a religious group rather than an ethnic group?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Is it Jehovah's Witnesses?
No.
Is it either Amish or Mennonite?
It is Amish.
Okay.
And like the Mormons, they also have the practice of shunning members who leave their religion. But Amish is the correct answer. Give yourself a bell.
I did, but I'll do it again. She didn't hear it well enough.
They shun members who don't do their algebra homework, too,
I hear
at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. And Jerry, why don't you go ahead?
Alrighty. What fields do these awards honor? I'll give you five, maybe six. The Clio Award, the Patsy Award, the Pritzker Prize, the Hugo Award, the Eisner Award, the Naismith Award, N-A-I-S-M-I-T-H, and the Fields Medal. Again, the Clio, the Patsy, the Pritzker, the Hugo, the Eisner, the Naismith, and the Fields.
The Fields Medal is in mathematics.
Very good.
And the Patsy is for animal acting, I think.
Very good.
The Pritzker Prize is for architecture.
That's right.
The Hugo's for science fiction.
Boy, you guys are knocking these off.
I think the Clio is for advertising.
Very good.
The Naismith has to be something with basketball. So is it for the most valuable basketball player or something?
That's college basketball.
Yeah. Okay.
Is the Eisner, anything to do with Will Eisner? The is it cartooning or some drawing of him?
I can't say for sure.
All right.
Well,
I don't know.
It's either Michael or Will.
Yeah.
So is it a comic book or more to...
But you don't know? You don't know?
Is it a comic book, like a graphic novel?
Yes, award for comic books.
That's the Will Eisner.
Will Eisner.
It's Will Eisner.
Of Mad Magazine.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Very good, guys.
Right. Will Eisner of The Shadow.
The
one he did? Yeah, I think so.
Didn't he draw for Mad, too?
He might have. He might have. I don't know.
He might have. I'm not sure.
All right, you better give us another question. Ruin that.
All right. What airline was named Best North American Domestic Airline, according to a survey of passengers by Skytrax, an airport research company?
So which airline is the best American airline?
Best North American.
North American.
So I'll give you maybe one guess each.
Oh, man.
I'll just say Southwest.
No.
Okay.
I'll say JetBlue.
No.
Okay.
This is not a specialty. I mean, it's a, you know, like...
A major.
Major. Okay.
Better not be Delta. That's all I have to say.
All right.
I recently heard from a friend who lives in France that Air France has absolutely gone to the dogs.
Really?
Yeah. Surprised to hear that. According to him, anyway.
The Chiens, not the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Garrett from Union City.
Hello.
I got a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
What about the first, largest French city? Is it Albuquerque?
No.
Let's see. Here's a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might remember that there was Henry Mancini who composed the music for both Peter Gunn and Mr. Lucky. He later did it. He did a Mr. Lucky album, but before he was going to do another follow-up to Mr. Lucky, but the show was canceled. Well, you know what the name of the album was?
Show was canceled.
So, but was the album's name the... Was it a name taken from the show, Mr. Lucky?
Well, actually, what happened was Mr. Lucky got canceled. They were going to renew it for a second season, but CBS changed their mind. But Henry Mancini composed the music anyway, and he later recorded a follow-up album. You know what the title of the album was?
No. The Stripper.
No.
Well, he did that.
No, I thought that was Billy Rose.
No, that was David Rose.
David Rose.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, I thought Henry Mancini did that.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you want the name of the album that was recorded that wasn't Mr. Lucky?
Album, yeah.
No. Mm-mm. No idea.
It's Mr. Lucky Goes Latin.
Oh, I have that.
All right.
That's like Burt Reynolds Goes Latin.
Mr. Lucky Gets Lucky.
It's on a cat, though, with with a bright blue cover. I'm not sure if it was on CD. Here's my second question. All the three networks used to have their own movie shows?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you know on Sunday night, the ABC is a Sunday night movie. It was unique for the other... from the other shows on the other networks. What was it?
So, what was the Sunday night movie called? I mean, what are they?
It was the ABC Sunday night movie, but there was something different about it. Set for in the 60s, set apart from the others. What was it?
Did it have a host?
No, it didn't have a host.
Okay.
Something different about it. What's different about it? What channel? Which one was it? NBC?
ABC.
ABC.
No, the ABC Sunday night movie, though. This was in the mid-60s. It used to start off, though, and then the clip of the movie would start. Then it would segue into pictures of movie stars and say the series of neon lights, and then the musical thing would come up.
No. Don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
They had their own credits. They made their own credits because right at the beginning of the film, when instead of for opening credits for the movie, it would, ABC would manufacture their own credits.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm sorry we didn't do better. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Talk about TV trivia. Yeah. About as trivial as it gets.
And you're listening to Minds Over... You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. Give us a call if you'd like with a question or answer. That's 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We're also doing pledging tonight. Whatever you can donate, of course, is very much appreciated. We'd like to get some new members for KALW. And, of course, we are welcoming you out there. Anybody who listens to this show or any show on KALW and enjoys it, please remember that it's put on through the courtesy of our generous audience. So it's 1-800-525-9917. That's 1-800-525-9917 or kalw.org. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
EW. So I thought of a very good way for you to expand your audience. I just accidentally run into KLAW Facebook page, and it's a very nice page. You can also get your show right away. And in that regard, I like to give people my page because there's a lot of information on it, including questions I ask you.
What?
A lot of very nice things.
What's this self-promotion, Ebe?
No, just, yeah. Just,
they charge for that kind of thing.
Okay, I'll send you a check for $5,000.
Yeah, all right, good.
Okay,
all right.
Just have people put in the Facebook initial M and space and Eid, E-I-D.
Right.
Last name is Abdullah, but you don't have it with the last name. Just M-E, then a lot of information. But actually, the reason also I brought that issue, Thursday night we had a very large object, an asteroid, several times as big as a football field, to get an idea of this thing. And we did not even see it coming in. We only saw it the last minute. So in my Facebook, and by the way, I put your address on the top of the wall of my Facebook page, so more people will be able to get to your show.
Thank you for that cross promotion.
Yeah, okay. There is on that asteroid that just went by Earth this Thursday, actually, 2 days ago or 3 days ago, is also on my Facebook page. But the very interesting thing is a question to you. Out of 100 conception, how, you know, when people have sex, how many actually end up in miscarriage or spontaneous abortion?
I'd like to know the segue between the asteroid and this question.
So what's the question?
Yeah. Of 100 conception, how many end up in miscarriage?
And this is worldwide or?
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Yeah. I'll give you a choice because the time is short. So it could be either 20%, 50%, or 70%.
No.
Yeah, I'll say 20%.
Higher.
50%.
Higher.
Jerry.
All right, Jerry.
70.
70% of actually conception end up in miscarriage, and that puts the whole Christian right idea is stupid. The other question, I'm talking about sex. These are the only mammals that have sex human style. And everybody know what I mean.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
That one.
Only
like.
One. Only one mammal.
Isn't it a special monkey that does that?
Well, you're in the family. Which one of them?
Bonobo or?
No.
No.
Jellyfish.
No, some kind of monkey.
It's a mammal.
Mammal. Oh, mammal. Oh, okay. Ostrich.
Gibbon.
No.
The monkey's uncle.
No. One species is very close to us.
The baboon.
No. Yeah. Actually, it's in the zoo. And the
chimpanzee.
No.
All right.
But, you know, let us give you another hint.
Gorilla.
Yeah. One of the bigger kind of the...
Ape.
No.
Yeah. Gorilla.
Gorilla it is, yeah. Yeah.
Gorilla my dream.
One last thing very quickly. We...
Wait a minute.
No, that's it. There's two questions.
Two questions and three plugs.
Because we got a lot of people waiting.
One last one, very quickly. We kill 70 million sharks every year by fishing them and sometimes dumping in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Only about 4 people get killed by sharks, many of them in North California. However, more people die from this falling object than killed by sharks, by far. Give you a hint. It comes out of a tree.
Acorns.
No.
It comes out of a tree?
It comes out of a tree.
A coconut.
Falling golf
coconut
balls.
It is.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ebe.
Those would be baboons again.
And, Laurie, it's your turn.
All right. Well, last night was the opening night of Saturday Night Live, which made me think of Saturday Night Live trivia questions. First show was in 1975, and there were 24 shows. Seven of them were hosted by women, which is a lot, I think. Who were they? All pretty well known.
Candace Bergen was one.
Yes. She was the first woman, and she hosted twice that year. So six others. It's from 1975. 1975 was the year.
Yeah. Are they all in show business?
Yes.
Helen Reddy.
No, not Helen Reddy. They, and none of them were singers. They're all, there's categories. Two of them were just regular movie stars, and four of them were comic actresses, like Candace Bergen. One's a straight comedian.
Was Louise Lasser one?
Yes.
All right. That's the one I said, remember that.
Yeah. Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman.
Right.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay, so there's five more out there.
All right.
All well known.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, Colin? Yeah, you're on.
Yes, I was thinking that maybe the largest French-named city would be Detroit.
It is Detroit. Very good.
Very good. It's still large,
excellent.
Too.
Yeah, relatively.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, the largest French-named city in the U.S. is Detroit, Michigan. Good.
Very good.
And, okay, so I came across this question the other day, and I'm not an RV. I do not have an RV.
this is your disclaimer.
I don't know anybody that has an RV, at least not in my immediate family. And but I thought it was an interesting question. These are the five most popular RV destinations in the United States. These are the five most popular RV destinations in the U.S. So,
and these are, could these be parks or are they cities?
Could be all the above. So I'll give you each one guess.
One guess.
Oh, gee.
These are not, you know, you're not going to Podunk, Ohio, so, you know, they're well-known places.
Yosemite.
And you got to drive there.
Yeah, Yosemite.
No.
Okay.
Yellowstone.
No.
Grand Canyon.
Yes.
All right.
Grand Canyon is number one. Five most popular RV destinations in the United States, according to the AAA. Grand Canyon is
one. How about
one.
That Walmart in the cities? Because the Walmart allows people to park their...
it does.
Yeah,
they do. I don't know if they do that everywhere, but they do that in a lot of places.
They do it where they have room. They build it in.
Yeah. But no.
It's okay.
No. So, all right. Grand Canyon is one. What are the other four? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, okay. I have an answer for the cloth question.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm guessing that gingham is from Birmingham, based on the fact that Birmingham was an early industrial city.
No.
Ooh. Ah, darn. Okay. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the oldest man-made object on Mars?
The oldest man-made...
Is this a trick question?
What do you mean by trick?
Well, I mean, we've had some various space debris. How can I put it?
I mean, something that...
Small craft that have been put on Mars to explore a little bit, right? So...
True.
Is this one of those?
Well, my first clue is that it's part of a man-made object on Mars.
Did it happen accidentally more than on purpose, like it broke off from something?
No, it was distinctly on purpose.
Okay. Oh, distinctly on purpose. Okay.
It broke off from something else.
No.
Is this an artifact that they planted, like a flag or something?
No.
Yeah, well, you're closer to the artifact. I'll give you another clue. It's 103 years old.
Oh, interesting.
Though the spacecraft, obviously, that it's on is not 103 years old.
Oh.
Just have some... Oh, well, it was done as a historical gesture of some kind, right?
Is it something to do with a famous... writer of some kind?
No.
It's not one of H.G. Wells' Combs or something like that, or Jules Verne, or...
That'd be good.
Or Edgar Rice Burroughs. No.
And it's, let's see, is it American?
It's American.
Okay. So it come from 1909. Do I have the date right?
That's correct.
Is that significant enough? I mean, is that does that lead us someplace?
Well, let me put it this way. It's on the Mars Science Laboratory, which was originally intended to be launched in 2009, but ended up being delayed to 2012. But they kept the object on the spacecraft.
So it was meant to be 100 years old when it was going to be taken to Mars.
That's right.
Okay. So and, it's 1909.
Is it a coin or a piece of currency of some kind?
That's correct. It's a coin.
Oh. Well, that's not what you need more than that. I'm just guessing as it is.
Well, that's good. Very good guess.
But what significance does a coin have 1909. To Mars?
What coins did we have? We had most of the coins then, I think.
And it is a United States coin.
It's a U.S. coin.
Is it a silver dollar?
No.
Okay.
More prosaic than that.
Okay. A penny.
Correct.
Oh, there you go.
And what's special about the 1909 penny?
100% copper.
No.
All right.
Is it what is featured on the penny?
Yes.
1909. Is that too early for the Lincoln penny?
No, it's exactly
right.
It was the first year of the Lincoln penny.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, this is John from Berkeley.
Hi, John.
That was hard work.
I know.
We're not used to working that hard.
Yeah.
Right. We're exhausted.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, so we have a Lincoln penny, and it's on Mars. But what is the tie-in here?
Significance.
Okay, well, the tie-in was there is a imager, a camera that can take pictures of small things. It's basically, they call it the hand lens, the geologist loop hand lens.
Mm-hmm.
And so they decided they needed something, a known target that they could focus the lens on, make sure everything's working just fine. And one of the scientists said, hey, let's put a 1909 penny.
Lincoln penny.
That's the year we're going to launch it. And then when it got delayed, they just kept with the idea.
Oh,
very good.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman, and from the Diablo Valley College, it's Lori Fisher, who teaches English there. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. We, of course, are doing pledging tonight as quietly as possible, so anything you can donate. We're looking for new members. Please go to 1-800-525-9917. That's 1-800-525-9917, and help support the station and all the fine programming, and if you include this, God bless you. So, also, if you'd like to do it, you can go to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. So, since we are about halfway through the show, let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry?
What airline was named Best North American Domestic Airline? What airline was named Best North American Domestic Airline? It's a major airline.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do I have? Oh, yeah. Where did these clothing fabrics originate? Seersucker and gingham.
All right. And you're looking for a city?
Yeah.
Country or a
country?
Well, let's see. I don't know. Countries.
Okay. And Lori?
I have this. How much video is uploaded to YouTube every 10 minutes, night and day, 24/7? You can give it to me in hours. That's what I have it in, or a bigger unit than that. And then in the first year of Saturday Night Live, which was 1975, 7 shows were hosted by women. And we got Candace Bergen and Louise Lasser, who was the most obscure of them. We're looking for the other 5.
Not to me.
Yeah, that's true. One's a comedian, two are movie stars, and 2 are kind of comic actresses.
How about Lucille Ball?
No, good choice.
Were these people that were very hot at that time and are now sort of semi-forgotten, like Louise Lasser?
They were all very hot at the time. Yeah. And I think, yes, they're sort of I don't know if our audience knows the great Louise Lasser, but I think everybody will know all these people.
Okay.
Lucille Ball's son, Desi Arnaz Jr., was a host that year.
And so was his father.
Guest. That's right.
Not that year.
I don't think Lucy ever did the show. No. Anyway, so I'm looking for those 5 other people, all very known. Yeah, really well known.
And I'm looking for the five most popular RV destinations in the United States. The five most popular RV destinations in the U.S. Number one is the Grand Canyon. What are the other four? And, what is the only U.S. state capital not to have a Walmart? The only U.S. state capital not to have a Walmart.
How about Niagara Falls for one of the destinations?
No. People don't go in an RV to Niagara Falls to get married.
They do on their honeymoon. They're saving
in an RV.
$100.
I don't know.
I obviously don't either.
And
but that the only the state capital.
Yeah.
It doesn't have. Okay.
Yeah.
Billings, Montana.
No.
And I don't think that's the state
that's
capital.
That's not the state capital.
That's right.
415-843-4135.
Plain states will have
twice in one.
I think the plain states are all going to have Walmarts.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be something anomalous.
So. Yes, of course. Yeah.
And
how about Honolulu?
No.
All right.
Let's go do a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Brian in San Francisco.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, would Air Canada be...
That's not correct, no.
No.
That's a good
and
guess.
And how about Disney World as a destination, RV destination?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Disney World is one of the RV destinations. Very
and
good.
Disneyland?
No, not Disneyland.
Yeah.
And Lake Tahoe?
No.
No. All right. Well, got something.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All bye. Right.
Bye-bye. Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay, what percentage of Americans say they would vote for a, quote, well-qualified atheist, unquote, for president? And within 10%, of course. What percentage of Americans say they would vote for a, quote, well-qualified atheist for president? This is a Gallup poll.
Well, it's going to be low, I think. 25%.
No.
I'll say 12%.
No.
How are we doing?
I'm not saying.
All right.
All right. Yes. I would vote for a well-qualified atheist. Except they might have trouble taking the oath of office. I don't know.
Well, that would be an interesting dilemma.
Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, hi. I'm very intrigued by the Walmart question.
You're the one.
Because, you know, Walmart is everywhere, except where it's very strongly opposed, such as San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So my guess is it is a state that's got as many lefties as the Bay Area. And the only state
right.
I can think of would be Vermont.
No, your logic is very sound, however.
Okay.
That is good logic.
Well, it's getting close then. Yeah.
You want to take another guess?
Another lefty state.
Yeah, I don't know. New Hampshire?
Nope.
Yeah, don't know.
Actually, New Hampshire, I think, is rather conservative.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't know.
But your logic is good.
Okay, well, somebody will get it.
All right.
So the lefty states, where are they?
Thank you very much.
How about Boston?
Boston is correct.
Oh.
Yes.
Very good. And that is a state capital. It's the first state capital you actually guessed that.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Good. Wow. Yes, Boston.
I used to know them all by heart when I was 12 years old.
How many were there?
Yeah, there were only about 15 then, so.
The original 13.
Yeah, get out of here.
You left yourself way open for that.
I guess so.
Yes, the only U.S. state capital not to have a Walmart is Boston, Massachusetts. So.
Wow.
Well, that's as of a couple of days ago, so who knows. But next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
I think I was part of that. I heard the click. That's the clue that you're on the air.
Mm.
I want to thank you for the fact that it's an amazing group of people that you present on the air, and we all get to brag a little. I'm a wordsmith, and I have a slogan to get people who haven't joined yet.
All right.
Here it is. Tuned in? Then join in. Join us. Become a part of this great station. Now,
all right.
Question I have is, as a loyal listener,
mm-hmm.
what about India for seersucker, first of all?
Mm-hmm. That's a good guess.
Quote?
Wait a minute. No.
Memorize
no. The reason,
well, you're
reason,
in the right part of the world, but all no. Right.
Well, because it's hot there.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. No, it's not.
what men wore in the summertime in St. Louis years ago.
That's right. Okay. India makes sense, but it's not right.
Okay, here's the other one. This is the question.
Mm-hmm.
What are the names of the Andrew sisters, and which one recently left us?
Patty, Maxine, and Laverne.
Oh, yeah, but you got the sister acts mixed up. It was Dorothy McGuire who died.
I thought one of the
sisters. The three Andrews are all gone, I think.
Okay, I blew it. Thank
all right.
you for getting me straightened out.
Oh, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Right. Were Maxine, Laverne, and what was the other one?
Patty, Maxine, and Laverne. Right. Patty was the lead singer. Great.
Is that the one that was in A Tree Grows in Brooklyn? Dorothy McGuire?
No, that's another question.
Gentleman's Agreement? No,
it's McGuire said what?
Yeah.
Christine.
Well, who's the one that had Dorothy, the affair with the, or married the mobster?
Yeah, Christine.
Okay, all right.
She's the lead singer.
All right. And Sincerely. That was their...
Sincerely. Mr. Sandman.
Good harmony. I didn't practice with you guys.
All right.
Mr. Sandman, too, I
think. Oh, okay. Yeah. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. The number is 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Laurie, why don't you go ahead?
All right. I have my own son to thank me for this. He doesn't listen to the show, but he occasionally gives me questions.
You can't even get your own son to listen to the show.
Shocking.
It is.
I think it was all those years of listening when they
I'm
were
sorry,
children.
I'm sorry. Just to go back, I don't mean to interrupt you. It's Phyllis McGuire.
Phyllis McGuire. Okay.
That's
right.
The mafia.
Okay.
With
thank
my
you.
Son, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so in what project, in what show business project were all the following people involved? Ready? They're all, well, you'll know three of them. John Madden, the football coach. Mickey Mantle, Paul Simon.
Right, we're going too fast.
Okay. John Madden, Mickey Mantle, Paul Simon, and then two rappers who I didn't know, but he said I should. Big Daddy Kane and Biz Markie. All five of them were involved in one project. What was it?
John Madden, Mickey Mantle, Paul Simon. I'm sorry, who are the others?
Big Daddy Kane and Biz Markie. I'm sure you know both of those well.
That's quite a diverse...
It is.
Except for the last two, that's quite a...
It's a diverse group.
Diverse group.
And they're all...
They were all involved together in a
project.
Is that a charitable thing?
I think not.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So they made money off of this? Can we go to that?
I would think somebody made money and the others might have been paid to do it. It's hard to say.
Hmm. Gosh.
Were they all at an inauguration of a president or anything like that?
I doubt if these five were at the same inauguration.
Well,
of any
you never
president.
Know.
You do never know. But I'm going to say no. That's not all the right. answer I'm looking for. Anyway,
Mickey Mantle and Paul Simon.
I know.
Mind-boggling. Yes, I have no idea.
Those two might be the key to figuring it out.
More, Mickey Mantle and Paul Simon.
Well, if any two could figure it out, those would be the two I would might tip it a little bit.
Well, he did write that song about Joe DiMaggio.
Yes, he did.
They all went out with Carrie Fisher.
Is this a musical thing by any chance?
It is a musical thing.
All right.
And I think four of them went out with Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure Big Daddy Kane did.
All right. Work on that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, this is Caroline in Pacific Heights.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi. I'm going to guess at a couple of things. I wonder if Carol Burnett was one of the hosts of Saturday Night Live.
No, she wasn't. And I don't know if she ever did, but she certainly wasn't the first year. It's a great guess.
Okay. And Seersucker is from Persia, or Iran, if you prefer.
Seersucker is from where?
Gingham is from Malaysia.
Seersucker is from Persia, yes. And that's right. And Gingham is from Malaysia. Very good. Excellent.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. All right, Jerry, you may enjoy this. On the list of the 100 longest-running Broadway shows, what is the only show that appears twice on that list?
Because it had two runs?
Yeah. On the list of the 100 longest-running Broadway shows, what is the only show that appears twice on that list?
Is it a musical?
I'm not going to say.
That means yes.
I'm surprised it's just one. It seems like lots of plays have been revived for long runs.
But not to the extent where all the performances are enough to put it on the list of the longest-running shows.
So longest-running is a consecutive run. If it closes and opens again,
so one was a revival.
Yes. So in other words, the original, which was a smash hit and lasted for a few years, and the revival, which was a smash hit and lasted for a few years.
Okay. How about Les Miserables?
No. So that's your guess.
How about Cats?
No. Thankfully. The
And you won't tell us if it's a musical. But you would tell us.
I would like to have been the person that came with that idea, too, for Cats. Because I wouldn't have given them anything. It shows my judgment, I guess.
Another investment.
What is the list of the 100 longest-running Broadway shows, what is the only one that appears twice on that list? Okay.
And is the first one of them near the top 10, say? I mean, is it that big of a show? Should we be thinking huge blockbusters?
The first one is kind of in the middle of the list, and then the revival is sort of down toward the bottom. But, I mean, they're both, in terms of amount of performances, they're both quite impressive. Yeah. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I think I have an answer to the top-rated North American airline.
Yeah.
Is it Alaska Airlines?
No, it isn't.
Oh.
Someone else guessed that. And I hear they're a good airline, but they're not, maybe second, I don't know.
Is it Hawaiian?
No.
Oh, all right. I'm out of guesses.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is me.
It is you.
This is Bart in San Francisco.
Hi, Bart.
Hi. This is my guess. Could one of the five most popular RV destinations in the U.S. be Crater Lake, Oregon?
Oh, that's a good guess, but no, not Crater Lake.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bart. Bye. And
how about the Great Smoky Mountains?
No.
Is that the Broadway play guess or the destination guess?
Yeah, it's the Broadway play. And it's the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you enjoy the show, please give us a call with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Or if you enjoy this show and all the other shows on KALW, please call 1-800-525-9917 and join and donate whatever you can. 1-800-525-9917 or go to KALW.org. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Okay. I have some answers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is the capital without a Walmart, is that Juneau, Alaska?
It's not Juneau. Jerry, of all people, Jerry got that answer, and that was Boston.
It was where?
It was Boston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I also wondered, RV destination, would that be, one of them be Las Vegas?
No, there are actually no cities on this list.
Okay.
Just to give you a maybe.
And then I wanted to find out the question about YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Was that how many it receives each year?
No, it would be every 10 minutes in time, how many videos are uploaded in time. So every 10 minutes YouTube is accepting people uploading. How much are they?
Okay, I don't know.
Okay.
I know that YouTube receives each year views 1 trillion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Dana has 10% of those himself on YouTube.
Yeah. Anyway, I have a question.
Pictures of my dog dressed up in costume. Yes.
Alfred Nobel, he established the Peace Prize.
Yes.
Do you know the reason why he did that?
Well, he invented dynamite and he wanted TNT.
His guilt and over being accused of How many deaths his invention caused?
Yeah, what it was in 1888, his brother died, and the European newspapers mistakenly reported his brother's death as his own, and they claimed the Merchant of Death is dead.
Mm.
And he saw how history would see him, which shocked him deeply, and then he redirected.
Wow.
It worked.
Yes.
It did.
Was it dynamite or TNT the invention?
Dynamite.
Okay. Dynamite, yes.
I don't even know what the difference is, but yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Does anybody know the difference between a dynamite and TNT? How about that for...
I think dynamite is more powerful.
Which one?
I don't know. I think dynamite is the more powerful of the two, and it needs nitrogen.
I don't know. Maybe they're the same thing.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
My name's Jasmine. I'm 9 years old, and I live in Oakland, California.
Okay. Welcome.
It's our youth club.
Yeah.
Can I have a question?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
In the movie Finding Nemo, Dory called Nemo by the wrong name 5 times. What are the 5 wrong names he uses?
What movie? I didn't
Finding
get the
title. Nemo. Finding Nemo.
Oh, fine. What's the question?
So he calls Nemo the wrong thing five times, and you want to know all five misnames.
Are the misnames a variation of the name Nemo?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. So in other words, he's just playing with the name in a way. So
Zemo, Bemo.
Are we in the right thing with Zemo, Nemo?
No.
Okay.
But they're all very...
They all end in O.
They all end in O.
Okay.
Oh. They all end in O. Okay.
That's a good question.
It's nothing to do with Groucho, Harpo, Chico kind of thing, is it?
Those are two of them.
Oh.
Oh.
So right. Groucho and Harpo are two of them?
Those are good.
Well, Harpo is.
Harpo is. Okay, that's
excellent.
Good. Okay.
And Chico.
Okay.
All right, Harpo and Chico.
So that might give us a clue.
But not Groucho. That's interesting. Huh.
And we have 3 more to get.
And the other 3 names, names of famous people like Harpo and Chico, kind of deal?
Not Zemo and...
Gummo.
Gummo and Zeppo. Is it?
No.
All right.
No.
But are they famous names that end in O, like Cheerio or something like that?
No.
Okay.
But they all end in O.
They are real names.
They are real names, and they all end in O.
Oh.
Bozo.
What's the Sesame Street character?
How about Bozo?
Oh, Elmo.
Yes.
Elmo?
Okay.
No Bozo, huh?
No.
Okay. That would have been good, though.
Yeah, that's good.
You got to laugh.
Are the other ones that we haven't gotten? So I'm sorry, how many more are there?
Two more.
Are the other ones in movies or TV?
One is in movies. And the other is part of a children's song.
Charo.
No. One is part of a children's.
Hey, it's a good guess.
Waldo.
No.
Ooh,
oh, that's a good
that is
idea.
A good guess. Isn't that Charo?
It's part of a children's song.
Oh,
And one is in
children's song.
Movies.
Margo.
Mmm.
These are good.
Now, you got us.
Okay, you want to give them the other 2?
Tell us.
Go ahead, tell us.
So, Bingo.
Oh,
Bingo. Yeah, his name. Oh, okay.
And Fabio.
Fabio. Oh,
that's a great question.
Very interesting. Thank you. That's a good question.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And
we are attracted. We're skewing our demographic young. I like
good. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Glad. Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is just pure guesswork, but anyway, it's an interesting question. Well, I think. What was the last cigarette advertised on TV?
Virginia Slims. This, huh? Virginia Slims?
Yes.
I read that someplace.
Very good. It was on The Tonight Show at 11:59, a minute before the band began.
Yeah.
Is that right? Oh, that's good.
Virginia Slims, excellent.
Mm-hmm. All right. Lori, why don't you go ahead?
All right, let's see. I have one. Okay, I'm going to give you a word to define, and if you get it right, I have another question from it. What is automatonophobia? So it's one of the less known phobias, automatonophobia.
Spell it, please.
Auto, A-U-T-O, M-A-T-O, N-O, and then phobia. Automatonophobia.
Automatonophobia.
Couldn't you say automatophobia?
Fear of heirloom tomatoes made out of gold.
Yeah. self something.
Is it somebody? Yeah. Well, maybe Jerry's on the right track.
What track are you on?
No.
I don't have a track.
Well,
that he's on the right track.
Automatophobia.
Motto. What is motto?
Self is in there.
Motto. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Makes more sense after you.
Well, yeah, self, of course, yeah.
Is it a fear of something internal rather than external?
No, it's definitely external.
Okay, all right.
And the word that you're right to look for tomato. The clue is in the spelling of the word.
It's a fear of phobia.
That's phobophobia. There is a fear of phobia.
There is?
Yeah, well, it's on the list. Phobophobia.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the fear is actually in the...
If you look in the...
Root.
Yeah, someone in the audience just pointed it out to me, that the word, and it's not tomato, but there's another word built in.
So it's not cars filled with vegetables.
It's not cars. It's not the auto part.
All right.
But it's right there.
And
for the callers at home, spell it out on your Scrabble board.
Let's go do a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? Hi.
Yeah, I think maybe is it Graceland where all the RVs go?
Not in the top five, anyway.
Okay. And I wonder if Jane Fonda is one of the 1975 people.
That's such a good guess, but she wasn't. I think she didn't do that kind of stuff back then. Good guess.
She was too serious. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
She was a serious gal.
She never struck me as having much of a sense of humor about stuff. Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Strikes me the same way.
Yeah. Okay, let me get a quick question in here. Two state capitals have names that share the first six letters. Two state capitals share the first same six letters. What are they?
That's good.
Once more, two state capitals, two U.S. state capitals share the same first six letters. What are the two state capitals? And
this is too good for the end of the show.
Well, I'll carry it over if you know.
It's a good one.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
I have a guess for the Saturday Night Live question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was Lily Tomlin among them?
Oh, that's really good.
That's good.
She was one of them. She's the comedian. Very good.
Was she the first one?
Candace Bergen was the first one, and then Lily Tomlin, and then the rest followed after her, and Candace Bergen filled in again. Candace Bergen was the fourth one.
How about Goldie Hawn?
Goldie Hawn was on the show. She was a cast. Oh, no, she was laughing. Sorry. She was never on. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Well, I have a memory of being about eight and lying on my belly on a rug with a friend and watching Lily Tomlin.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, and one more quick guess. Branson, Missouri?
Not Branson, Missouri.
Okay, and Graceland was another guess, and I think that's it. Thanks a lot. Love your show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Laurel from Alameda.
Hi, Laurel.
Hey, I just wanted to give a guess for the Saturday Night Live actress.
Yes.
It was Diane Keaton, one of them.
Very good.
I was going to guess that, but I thought
big star.
I didn't remember her doing that.
You have another?
And then one kind of shot in the dark, Jane Seymour.
No, Jane Seymour wasn't one. That's a good shot in the dark, though. There's someone sort of glamorous like Jane Seymour on the list. We have three more to get.
Considered a comedic actress, but
no, yeah, So we have one left who's a comedic actress, and the other two are more traditional movie stars. One's like a voluptuous babe type, and the other one is a very serious Academy Award winner.
Raquel Welch.
Yes, Raquel Welch.
Yeah. I do remember that show.
Yeah. It's coming off for 10 million years BC.
Right.
So we have one left?
We have two left. Actress? We have a serious actress who I'm pretty sure won an Academy Award, and we have a great comic actress. Wonderful.
I'm sorry, Carl, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Well, anything else?
Sorry.
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Good work.
All right, thank you.
Right. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. We have a few minutes left, so give us a quick call if you can. 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. 415-841-4134. All right, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Marky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
All right. Long-running Broadway show appearing twice. I have two ideas. One, Fiddler on the Roof.
No.
Or The King and I.
No.
All right. Skip that. As far as Saturday Night Live hostesses.
Yes.
My wife's favorite, one of her favorites, Madeline Kahn.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Madeline Kahn. Thank you for getting that. Do you have the other one?
No.
Okay. You will.
I'm sorry? Jill Clayburgh?
That's it. Jill Clayburgh, an unmarried woman.
Wow. Very good. Yeah.
Well, she was very popular in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
Good work, Sparky.
Thank you.
And Maddie.
And now, Dana, your question.
Yes.
Two state capitals sharing the first six letters.
Yes.
Columbia, South Carolina, and Columbus, Ohio.
That's correct.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
Where they have plenty of Walmarts.
Yes, definitely.
And I was going to say Daytona Motor Speedway for RVs, but you're talking more of a yearly thing, not just a one-night-only thing.
Either. Right.
Okay. We're going out. We're done.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
How about Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
Oh.
Mount Rushmore.
Nice.
That's number three.
So how many do we have left to get? Two?
Yes, two. Right. And next call? Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Jerry just took Mount Rushmore.
I'm sorry.
He's like that.
He's always taking
you out when
he's
on it.
He just blurts it out. Anyway. So I'm going to guess on Broadway shows that ran Guys and Dolls.
That's a good guess, and it certainly ran more than once, but no, not Guys and Dolls.
The Producers?
Not The Producers.
Okay, I give up.
Bye-bye. All right, thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
The difference between TNT, which is tri-nitro,
I asked for
chlorine, and dynamite. Dynamite was derivative from nitroglycerin, which was exploding in people's faces, and you saw some old movies about people transporting the trucks and trucks blowing up. What Noble did, he mixed it up with sodium bicarbonate, you know, like the one used in cooking, and that made it much more stable. Later on, tri-nitro toluene, which is chemical that you can produce from toluene, which you use in paint, is far more stable than dynamite or TNT is more stable than any of them. That's it.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
That's good. I was going to ask what TNT is.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, are all the Saturday Night Live people taken?
They have been taken. Did you have one more to guess?
I was going to guess B. Arthur, but I guess not.
No, not that
she
year.
She did do it later on.
She did later.
Yeah, not
the first year. That's a great guess.
Okay, and then a couple of guesses around the Broadway show that's been revived.
Yes.
I don't know, like Grease, A Chorus Line, Gypsy.
None of those. Mm-mm.
Okay, well, thanks. Love the show.
Right. No, I'm not saying those weren't revived. I'm just saying they weren't revived to, they weren't enough of a success to be in the top 100 longest running shows.
Is South Pacific?
Not South Pacific.
Is it a musical? You couldn't.
He didn't say.
Yes, it is a musical.
Okay.
And next call?
Phantom of the Opera.
No.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Never left.
I'm sorry. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
All right. I would like to guess your phobia question. It sounds to me like a person who has a fear of acting spontaneously, unconsciously, without their own direction, sort of.
Well, that's a good look at the word. That's not the answer, because you have auto and self in there. It's something else. That's a great guess, but that's not it.
It's not fear of automats, then.
It's not fear of automats, but it is fear of something with auto in it.
Okay, thanks.
Keep looking
Thank you
at
very
the
much.
Word.
All right, one more call, then we're going to clean up. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, David from Berkeley.
Hi, David.
Frontier Airlines.
Frontier Airlines?
No, it's not Frontier Airlines.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, David. Okay, let's go. Let's clean up.
Okay, the airline named best North American domestic airline is Virgin America.
Oh.
And percentage of Americans who say they would vote for a well-qualified atheist for president is surprisingly high. 54%.
Oh.
When Gallup began asking the question in 1958, only 18% responded.
Hmm. I'm going to call Madeline Marie O'Hare and ask if she'll run next time.
You can find her, yeah.
Okay. Every 10 minutes on YouTube, 720 hours are uploaded onto its site, which is the equivalent of 30 days' worth of material.
Wow.
Mickey Mantle, John Madden, Paul Simon, Big Daddy Kane, and Biz Markie were in one of the first music videos of Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mickey Mantle hitting balls and John Madden coaching. And automatonophobia, the word automaton is in there. It's fear of ventriloquist dummies and animatronic devices and all wax dummies.
All right. So don't go see Lincoln at...
automatophobia.
And the five most popular RV destinations in the U.S. are the Grand Canyon, the Devil's Tower in Wyoming, Mount Rushmore, Disney World, and the Outer Banks in North Carolina. The only show that appears twice on the list of the 100 longest-running Broadway shows is Annie Get Your Gun, 1946, 1949, and 1999 to 2001. It's about almost 3,000 shows. So if we did not get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman from Diablo Valley College, Lori Fisher. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Debbie Kenning and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And please remember to help support KALW at 1-800-525-9917. Whatever you can give is very much appreciated. Please join the station if you can at kalw.org. Thanks, everybody.